Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening to me from. Thank you for tuning in and you're listening to Dear Becca's Thoughts. How have you been? How's work, business, family life, whatever it is you're working on, schooling? How's that going for you so far? I wish you nothing but the best. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that we are all guilty of, but our levels of guilt are quite different. Thank you for joining me today, and I will be right back. Plan was to talk about rumination, you know, the act of ruminating, thinking about something over and over again, you know, when you put yourself, when you're in like a time loop and you can not just get rid of certain things from your mind. That was what I planned to talk about, you know, the side effects, the fact that this thing is this habit. Is just like a rocking chair. It will keep us busy but take us nowhere. That was my initial plan to, you know, discuss that with you. But on the second thought, I wanted to share a story with you. Something that made me feel, I would not say defeated, I would say helpless. And I'm guilty of ruminating. It's like something that just comes to me naturally. I'll be having a good day and randomly just remember something silly from 15 years ago about a conversation I could have had better, something I could have done better. You know, it's just this really bad habit that just keeps me busy. And sometimes it throws me into a bad mood and I just have to pull myself out of it, talking to myself and letting myself know that, you know what, that embarrassing moment you had 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. In fact, maybe no one even remembers it. And oftentimes, nobody does. But because I feel like I've let myself down, I just cannot let some thoughts go. With that being said, that is one reason why I try to keep to myself on a large scale. I used to have a lot of friends before. I'm still a people person, but I feel like the more people around me, the more situations are going to come up, and now I'll be having even more to ruminate over. And honestly, it's stressful. I'm not going to lie to you. It's stressful to just keep having these regrets or having, you know, repeated conversations with yourself. So, you know, if you listen to my other channel, Tea with Dear Becca, I tell you the full tea as to how things, you know, played out. And maybe I should update that episode. I've not updated that episode in a minute now. Maybe I should actually to give you the details, but I could as well do it on here at the same time. I love friendship. I love people. The fact that we are not meant to be by ourselves or do life alone by ourselves, it's just something that excites me. However, I need to stay away from people, especially making new friends. And I'll tell my husband, he'll say, oh, this person seems like a nice person, you could be friends. I tell him, it's not going to work out. I have a really, really strong personality. You have to be a confident person, a selfless person, a really, really intelligent person to be friends with someone like me. I'm not an easy cookie. I'm not a soft cookie. My presence will challenge you all the time. It's either the way I show up, like I dress up, you know. So if you're that person that just wears jeans and sneakers, you're not going to like to have me around, because of course when I dress up, all the compliments comes to me. It's normal. And when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. There's this mode I go into where I'm very professional, even though I'm a playful, goofy person. I just switch into this professional mode when it's time to talk business, you know. So if you have this inferiority complex, you're not going to like me very much. And for a few other qualities like that I have, it comes from being Nigerian. It's not because I have any superpowers. It's just that if you're born in a society where you have to survive, your survival skills is unlimited. You know how to switch personalities, switch, you know, your moods and all of that. And you always have to be at the top of your game. You cannot be caught slacking. It just comes with being Nigerian. So yes, a lot of people do not like to be friends with Nigerians. They feel as though we overshadow them. I apologize, but it's not intentional. We were raised to survive. Okay? Side note. Now, what happened? Because I ruminate a lot, I avoid drama, but somehow drama still exists in my life. Like, I just have to be alive and then automatically there's drama. I don't have to do anything. And I'm going to give you the full story of what happened on my other channel, like the details of what happened. It's for gossip, so yes, I'm going to be giving you the full gist on there. It's called Tea with Dear Becca. If you are like me, you're an overthinker, you've analyzed, you don't let the past go, you're nervous about the future all the time, your brain is wired so tightly, you get exhausted just from thinking. This is my advice to you. Do not kill your shine. Trying to please people, trying to be good enough for people, will make you find yourself in situations where you constantly ask yourself, but wait, what did I do wrong? People will always be people. You will never be enough for them. You will never do the right things enough to please them. And when you find out the real reason why people don't like you and people are not talking to you, you would realize that this one is actually out of your control. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. I don't post a lot online because I don't want people to feel like I'm showing off. I don't talk about my husband a lot because, or my marriage a lot in general, because I don't want them to think, oh yeah, she's acting like her life is perfect. No, it's not perfect. But of course, if I'm going to tell you the good, if I'm going to tell you about my marriage, I'll tell you the good ones. The bad ones are the ones that I need help with. And if you're not able to help me, I am not going to be sharing it with you. Oh, I just remembered now. Half of my friends cannot stand me because they feel I give unsolicited advice when they come to me and share their problems with me. I have never for once in my life picked up my phone and say, hey, what's going on in your life? Tell me about what's going wrong with your life. I have never for once in my over 30 years of existence, I have never done that because I don't want to be in people's business. My so-called friends come to me, oh, I'm in a situation, But what they're really expecting is for me to just listen and say nothing and do nothing. Why did you tell me? If you just want to be a radio and just talk, why not just record yourself a voice note on your phone and keep it? Because I'm an overthinker. Now I have to think about the problem you have just landed on my shoulders. And the worst part of it is you don't want me to say anything about it. And I ask them, you're sharing your problem with me. What do you want from me? I'm a solution-oriented person. So when I find myself in a fix, yes, I want people to give me solution. I don't get some of you. You just want to talk about your problem. You want to dwell on your problem. So now, not only am I ruminating over my problems, now I have to do the same about your problems. And the weirdest thing is, oftentimes the things they tell me about are things I already have passed through in the past. They're things I have solution to. But now, I know I have solution to what is bothering you. You're my friend, but I'm not even allowed to tell you, because when I tell you, you tell me, I'm acting like I'm a savior. But you came to me. Why did you come to me? I just want you to listen to me. Okay, I don't have the time. I don't have the brain capacity. Because I know me, I would not let it go. Especially when I know I have the solution to what is pulling you down. Some of you women, let me not say what I'm about to say, but anyways, in talking about ruminating, if we continue doing it, this is me also now talking to myself, if we do not look for a way to slow down, we are going to be anxious about the future all the time. We are going to be depressed. We are going to be stressed out. Moments that we are supposed to enjoy will not be enjoyable. We are going to have heightened self-criticism and lower self-esteem. And of course, there's the physical part of it where we just have constant headaches, muscle tension, and digestive issues. We don't even know how to solve problems anymore because we're just thinking and focused so much on the problems that our problem-solving abilities are gone due to cognitive overload. It's just overthinking, especially on things that we cannot do anything about, whether it's in the past because it's gone, or it's in the future. We don't have control over it. We just get ourselves depressed and exhausted for no reason. We cannot sleep. We're feeling fatigued. We have impaired concentration and decreased productivity because we just cannot focus. It's gone. Let it go. Yeah, that relationship should have worked out a different way than you planned. Yes, it didn't work out. Let it go. Yeah, the friendship. You tried your best. It's going to look like you're the bad person because your friends keep leaving you. My friends keep leaving me, and a few of them have come back. And honestly, at this point, if you leave, don't come back. Because it's like when they come back, they're coming back with the same bullshit. Oh, language. If you leave, don't come back. Just don't do it. You're stressing people like me that our strength is in our brain. What happened? It happened in February. We're in April now. I still think about it. I have not really been able to record so much episodes because I've not felt like myself since February. I just felt exhausted. Like, what more do I need to do to please these people? I'm just existing and you still don't like it. Some people will say, oh yeah, I'm going to do me because people are stressful. On this note, I agree. Let's do us, okay? Do you and just be yourself. And if you're that friend that you just feel like other people don't deserve what they have, remember, what goes around will come around. Karma will not forget. I might not know what you've said behind me. I might not know what your thoughts really are about me as a person. But don't forget that there's God. He knows and sees all things. And if you're the person that feels let down all the time, like if you were my situation, let God handle it. Like I said, I've had friends that, you know, they have misjudged me, insulted me over what I had nothing to do with. And years later, they came back and apologized. Yes, because every single time they see me online, they're like, there's no way this girl is flourishing. Yes, I will flourish because my heart is clean. My intentions are clean. My heart is pure. My hands are pure. I do not wish anybody bad. What you give into the universe is what's going to come back to you. I really planned a whole different, you know, I planned a whole different episode for today. I've not been myself. I'm really angry because people envy. Like, I don't know what they see when they see me, but I ain't got it like that. I'm not a millionaire. I might look like one, but I'm not one. So what is there to really hate about me? I'm 250 pounds in weight. I don't look like it, but that's what I weigh. So I'm not a skinny girl. I'm not light skin. I'm kind of dark skin. So what is it? I don't have a law degree. What is it that these people that have more than me get to just hate about me? I don't know. My confidence, that comes from being Nigerian. No, maybe if you spend some time in Nigeria, you'll catch the syndrome. This is the Niger girl syndrome. The confidence is being Nigerian. So because I have been a little bit mentally exhausted lately, it has messed with my mood and my emotions, and physically I feel fatigued, just like I mentioned, side effect of ruminating. I will not be dropping another episode until maybe sometime in June. I need a break. I need to have my excitement back. I need to have the joy, the passion that I have for recording. I need to hear happiness in my voice. It's like every single time a friend just pulls one string or the other, it just takes away from me. And because I'm genuinely loving, when I say this person is my friend, they are more giving, like I'm just looking at them like a sister, because I trust my small circle. So right now, I'm going to be ending the season with this episode. I'm sorry I had something else planned, but I feel defeated. I'm exhausted. Life should not be this hard. We should love each other, especially if we agree to be in a friendship. The least you can do is hold on to your own side of the bargain. You don't have to project your stress, your negativity. Don't exhaust us because you're not happy. If you're not happy, we can help you become happy. Not that you drag us down with you. And now there's a world full of angry and happy people, and they wonder why the world is not functioning. Everyone is selfish and greedy. This is why. Because people that are unhealed keep breaking people that are going through their own healing process. So now we're all going around in circle with zero result. I'm really angry. I'm going to give the full details of what happened in my other episode. So yes, this episode is to rant and to let you know this is the end of the season 7. I'll be back sometime in June. hopefully my mood is going to be better. And of course, I have school, I have family, I have kids. I'm trying to start a new business again. And then I have to be a mom, a sister, a daughter, you know, and then a friend for the few good ones that I have left. Minus all other people that I serve with my existence. And then there's you. I have to come to you complete. I cannot be telling you how to, you know, survive relationships and friendships, and I am dying on the inside. I'm not going to do that. I have to believe in what I'm giving, and it needs to work for me to, you know, recommend it to you. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it's not my usual. I'll be back in June of 2024. And I really hope this is not my last, but it is my last for the season 7. We've been doing this a long time. It's always a roller coaster of emotions. This is you hearing me in my vulnerable state, but I'm going to bounce back. I promise. Thank you so much for listening and have a good one. Bye-bye and see you in June. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Rebecca's Thoughts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on The Rebecca's Thoughts.